This is episode number 2325 of the Who Cares News for Friday, October 28th, 2022.
The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, we're still talking. I mean, not we. Well, I guess we are. Talking about Kimmy and Petey months after their breakup because, well, maybe they aren't so broken up.
Really?
Well, first consider the latest episode of The Kardashians.
Yeah.
In which, as we know, is months old. Kim mentions Pete having a glam team for red carpet prep.
Ah.
Now, fast forward to the current bat crap crazy stuff going on right now with her ex.
There's a lot of stuff going on in the Kardashian West household. Yes, that's true.
Woo!
Well, I think it's more happening on the Kanye side, and not the Kim side, but she's getting the backlash, so I get
it. Oh,
yeah.
A lot of people have been reaching out to offer Kim support, including Petey.
Oh, really?
According to an inside source, he's been in touch. Maybe shoulder or some BDE to cry.
I think a little BDE. Yeah, I think you're right.
A little BDE to get her through the night, to get her through the tough times. For her birthday last week, Kim shared videos and photos of flower arrangements she'd received from friends family. And in one image, a small jasmine-scented candle had been placed in the frame, which some speculated may have been a reference to the Jasmine and Aladdin SNL sketch from 2021 that started it all.
Oh, I get it. Jasmine. Yeah. I wonder if he actually sent it to her or whether she put that there herself, hoping he would contact her. Although she told...
Maybe it's a sign.
She told everybody that she was done. She was done dating for a while. She didn't want to mess with anything. She just wanted to kind of chill.
And she wanted to go in a different direction.
She did. She didn't want to go with anybody famous, anybody that could embarrass her.
Maybe like a lawyer. Like that.
A lawyer. Like, but then she even said that was up in the air.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really care, to be honest with you. I'm more interested in the fact that Pete has a glam team. I mean, I think we need a glam team, you know?
Well, you know, it's not like he has the most kempt look.
Well, I mean, what do? They get him, like, hair, makeup, they do the frosted tips, and then put him in a hoodie. I mean...
And the smudgy eyes.
You know, I don't get it.
Yeah, you always have to look half asleep, Pete.
You know what? Yes. Well, and there's times when he looks like Uncle Fester. I'm just going to say.
Well, yeah.
He's a little pasty in the face, and he's got the bags under his eyes, and he's definitely Uncle Fester. A younger version.
Yes.
Anyway. Well, good for them if they're, you know, doing a little on the side, or maybe they're just
friends
with Benny's, or maybe something will come of this. But good on you, Pete, that you got a glam team, buddy. I'm just impressed.
Well, yeah, you got to admit, I don't think it's because they wanted to necessarily separate. As we discussed
before. Well, yeah, they've got busy schedules.
And the Kanye
thing probably did not help.
For anybody, not just Pete, for anybody, they'd be like, wow, I didn't sign up for this.
Stay away.
That's more than I signed up for.
Ooh.
Even more revelations coming out of Matthew Perry's memoir in his mind, which I guess we won't need to read when it comes out next week.
No, because
we'll heard
all the good stuff. Now, what else is there to say?
Well, today's tidbit revolves around everyone's sweetheart, Valerie Bertinelli, pre-friends, and apparently while she was still married.
Wait. No, don't soil this. Don't sully this.
Yeah.
Our sweetheart with this story. I mean, well, okay. She can't be much more sullied. She was married to Eddie Van Halen. And she admits to being a rock and roll wife. So, okay.
All right, so Valerie reacted to TikTok Tuesday to Matt's account of their elaborate makeout session.
Wow.
While Eddie lay drunk nearby.
Oh, are you kidding me?
It happened when they starred together in the 1990 TV show Sydney.
Valerie.
1990.
I'm disappointed in you. I'm so disappointed.
22 years ago.
She hooked up.
That was 32 years ago.
She hooked up with Matt Perry
while Eddie
was passed out.
I call it making out, and they didn't hook up.
Maybe it was more than a little make out.
So in the brief clip, she captions, "Anyone else misbehave in their 20s and early 30s? Are you mortified?" And she's obviously fessing up.
I love her because she is so down to earth.
Oh, yeah, she's real.
Do you watch her cooking show at all?
Of course.
I mean, it's interesting to watch her life now because, you know, her second husband and her are now split up.
Yeah.
And he was part of the cooking show for a while, and no more. She's got a new house. New kitchen, new house, new backyard. I mean, you know, I whatever. But she always talks about Wolfie. She talks a lot about Ed.
Yeah.
She talks a lot about, on her show, about her ex-mother-in-law, which is,
yes.
I think it's kind of cool. I mean, she always, I think, she always had a real special place in her heart for Eddie. And it was just a bad relationship, you know. He was married to the drugs and the drink. And
they were better apart than they were better as not married.
Yeah, right.
They were better together when they weren't married.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So they got along better.
Tragic. This is shocking to me.
I didn't know.
Matt Perry, and I'm going to say this. I've had an experience with Matt when he was 18. I spent a day with him when he was on the Fox show Second Chance. And I worked in television, and so I hosted Matt, and he was an absolute punk. He was a brat, I mean, the whole day. He was sweet about it, but he was a brat. And you know, that translated to me to Chandler. I mean, I saw a lot of Matt Perry in Chandler, and so that's my whole deal with it. And it's like, well, I'm very sorry that he's got his demons, that's for sure. But
well, yeah, and I support his recovery.
You know what? I'm jelly now because he got to make out with Valerie Bertinelli. I'm just going to say that right up front.
If you're, then I have to wonder though.
Yes.
Well, you remember when she was a judge on Bobby Flay?
Beat Bobby Flay?
On Beat Bobby Flay.
Yeah.
And she walks up and she hugs him. He goes, "I've been waiting for that for 30 years.
I know, we all have. I mean, she's America's sweetheart. With our apologies to Valerie Bertinelli and Halle Berry. More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend. And
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.